This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. If I say Duke Medicine, you naturally think of hospitals, clinics, and medical procedures, and you may not think of music. But the Duke Medicine Orchestra will change your thinking pretty quickly. The ensemble serves as an intersection of science and art, and it has grown in the last 5 years from 35 to nearly 90 members. It's made up of doctors, students, or anyone else affiliated with the Duke University Health System. Duke Medicine Orchestra originally played in small venues like hospital cafeterias for patients and families, but now the group also performs in concert halls. And for its winter concert, DMO commissioned composer Michael Markowski to transcribe his wind ensemble piece, City Trees, for the full orchestra. The Duke Medicine Orchestra performs that concert at 7:30 on December 9th in Baldwin Auditorium at Duke, and we get a preview now. Joining us is a trio from DMO, here to play some live music. We will hear from Benjamin Fenton on flute, Jung Ru on violin, and Shinhei Huang on the cello. Nick Bandarenko is the president of DMO. He is also a clarinetist, and he's with us, as is Verena Mossenbichler-Bryant, who is the conductor of DMO. Nick and Verena, thank you so much for being here. Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Nick, let me start with you. Tell us more about Duke Medicine Orchestra and its founding. 2010, right?
In 2010, one of our founding members, Barbara Kamholz, had a vision of starting an orchestra similar to one at another academic institution in the Midwest, where members of the healthcare community got together to play. And so she started that effort here at Duke in 2010 with Verena as our artistic director, and it took off from there.
And what was the vision? What was the goal or the purpose of the orchestra?
Well, I think at that time to bring members of the community with all their skills. You know, many healthcare trained individuals have musical background, and to enrich their lives, stress reduction, right. See what we could do to bring the music to the patients and into the hospital.
So how did that work then? It's a venue, certainly an opportunity for people in the medical profession to play. And your audience was then patients and their families initially?
Some, and employees, absolutely. Whoever was in the building.
Verena, you've been the conductor right from the beginning. What drew you to this group?
I grew up playing in community groups similar to the Duke Medicine Orchestra. And when Barbara approached me and asked me if I would be interested in leading this group, I didn't hesitate to say yes. I love the community, the interaction with the people, and just love working with them.
Now, you've probably got people at all skill levels, I would say, initially. What do you do as a conductor? So how do you work with that?
Basically, we have an entire semester to prepare for a concert program. So we have worked on the repertoire we're going to play next week since August. So we are just taking it from the very beginning and basically learning the music together.
Dick and Nick, I should say, you are a doctor, a pathologist, in fact. And what are your ties then to the orchestra members? Or what ties do you think bring orchestra members and medicine together? What's the connection there?
Oh, that's a loaded question. I think many of us don't know about each other. Mm. We're in different departments. We're in different areas of the healthcare system. So I think the orchestra is a magnet to bring a new network of people together for us wearing different hats during our workday to come together and make music.
Well, we're going to hear a commission piece in just a bit, but I want to hear, and for that, because it's a full orchestra, we actually have recording, but we also have a trio here to play live, and they're going to play us a piece. This is the Allegro Moderato from Haydn's London Trio No. 2. Do we need to set up any more before we hear this part of the piece? May we hear it now?
Thank you.
That was the Duke Medicine Orchestra Trio, Benjamin Fenton, Ji Young Ru, Shinhei Huang, playing the Allegro Moderato from Haydn's London Trio No. 2. And you can hear the full orchestra perform on December 9th at 7:30 at Baldwin Auditorium at Duke. And when we do, you're going to hear a commission piece called City of Trees. And tell us more about that, Verena, about why you chose that piece and how you first heard it.
So I conducted City Trees with the Duke University Wind Symphony before. And when I did, I right away thought this would lend itself really well for full symphony orchestra. Michael is a dear friend of mine. And so I talked to the board about the idea about commissioning Michael, and the board was on board right away. And so we approached Michael and asked him, would you be interested in arranging City Trees for the Duke Medicine Orchestra? And he was up for it.
It is Michael Markowski who you were referring to, and he's right here next to us as well. Michael, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us more about this piece and how it came about.
Well, this piece was actually originally commissioned for wind ensemble by the Gay and Lesbian Band Association about 3 years ago to celebrate 30 years as an organization together. And since then, it's been
performed. That's a pretty great anniversary all by itself, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of great. Tell us what it is, City Trees, and the inspiration for it.
Well, for me, City Trees is sort of about adaptation. I should say first that I'm actually originally from Arizona, born and raised there for 25 years, and then about 3 or 4 years ago, I moved to New York City, which couldn't be more different
wow.
than Arizona.
Yeah. So you go there and City Trees, I mean, that is quite a sight for any of us who don't live in New York City. It is something you notice, these little trees and boxes kind of eking out a living in the middle of the city.
Yeah, they're sort of like shackled by like the concrete and the pavement and like the roads and the buildings. They seem almost like completely out of place. But I think, the more I lived there, I think the more I started to take comfort in knowing that these trees have grown and sort of transcended that sort of more urban environment over decades, and so much so that some have become so big and so strong that they've actually like buckled the pavement underneath them. So,
well, let's hear a little bit of it. Obviously, we cannot fit a full symphony orchestra into this little room. We've come close. We haven't done it. So here's a recording. And Verena, this is from a rehearsal?
Exactly. We've recorded several of the rehearsals, so we could send them to Michael to get his input. And both of them are live rehearsal recordings.
Let's hear a little bit of City Trees. That is a portion of City Trees recorded by the Duke Medicine Orchestra in a rehearsal. And this is, again, you've transcribed this. This was originally for wind ensemble, and now you create a piece for full orchestra. How difficult is that? What's the difference in the music? What does it do to the piece?
Well, I think this is actually the fun part because, like, the hard part is over. The piece has already been conceived. So this is almost like a recolorization of the piece. In a lot of sense, a wind ensemble has a lot of different colors: saxophones, clarinets, percussion. When you introduce that to an orchestra, suddenly you're introducing strings.
Well, Verena, what did you hear? Did you hear it initially as a good opportunity to sort of fully orchestrate this, or did you hear it originally when you first heard it? Did you think to yourself, "Oh, you know what?
There is this beautiful middle section, very chorale-like, and when I heard that section, I'm like, this will be perfect." Played by strings, just the warmth, the depth of color, and yeah.
Well, Nick, I wonder, Nick Bandarenko, who is the director of the Duke Medicine Orchestra, this group has grown from 30 to 90 members. You're now playing concert halls. What are the aspirations for this group going forward?
We're hoping that more and more people recognize the importance of music in health, and we can reach more and more people by bringing small ensembles into the hospital. In other settings, we can reach more patients that the full orchestra in its massive size can't reach, but also reach out to the community and strengthen our ties with the community around Duke Health.
You know, we just did that whole segment on M.C. Escher and his relationship between visual art and mathematics and science, and now the sciences and music. And we hear more and more about narrative medicine, helping doctors and nurses and practitioners of all kinds tell stories and listen to stories better. I wonder if we're seeing a better convergence of the arts and sciences, even in med school. Is this kind of catching on?
Absolutely. It's a big draw for medical students to come to Duke because we have this vibrant orchestra, and it's a wonderful way of reducing stress and also introducing new collaborations. And we do have an arts and health network at Duke that works to bring art and visual arts to the patients as well, and we're collaborating with them.
Michael Markowski, when you hear your piece now played by this full orchestra, does it give you a different impression of the piece? I mean, you talked about the way the colors change. Does it feel different to you?
Well, I'll tell you, I haven't heard the piece live yet, so I'm really excited to. I think tonight. Absolutely, I'm really excited to.
Great. What's next for you? Are you working on something else right now?
Right now, actually, I just wrapped up a sort of a CD project with the Brooklyn Wind Symphony out in my hometown there in Brooklyn.
Well, we've had you in Arizona and New York, and maybe we can convince you to spend a couple of months a year here in North Carolina. It's a great place to be. I want to thank all of you and leave time for our trio to play us out. But before I do that and ask them to play for us one more time, I want to tell everybody that my guest today from the Duke Medicine Orchestra, they're going to be performing a concert next Wednesday at 7:30 at Baldwin Auditorium at Duke. Nick Bandarenko is the president of DMO. Verena Mosen-Bickler Bryant is the conductor. Michael Markowski composed City Trees. Thank all of you for being on the program.
Thank you for having us.
And I want to thank our musicians, Benjamin Fenton, Ji Young Ru, Shinhei Huang. And they're going to play us out. But first, I want to tell you that you can find all this information at our website, stateofthings.org, that our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Will Michaels, Charlie Shelton, and Andrew Tai. Robin Copley is our technical director. Al Wadarski helped out today. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio. Once again, the Duke Medicine Orchestra Trio. Thank you. Thank you.